USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the pandemic has been over for nearly 2 years, a new push for COVID masking is back. Montgomery County, Maryland is requiring all students to wear a mask in school. Former White House COVID advisor Dr. Scott Atlas on Fox News last night says science proves masks don't work.
There is no deadly pandemic present. There hasn't been now for a couple years. Number two, there is no public health emergency. So therefore, there should never be an emergency use authorization for some kind of experimental drug, which we're about to see. And third point, which is more specifically about masks here. Masks do not work, period. That's the science. That's all the data.
It's still unknown what charges Justice Department Special Counsel David Weiss plans to file against Hunter Biden. A planned plea bargain to resolve tax and gun counts facing the 53-year-old fell apart in July when a Delaware judge told both parties to go back to the drawing board. The case is the first time the Justice Department has charged the child of a sitting president. Biden has pleaded not guilty. Based on job performance at the U.S.-Mexico border and years of an open border policy, some lawmakers want to put Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' pay to $1 a year.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. The amendment uses the Holman rule to reduce federal officials' salaries, with Republicans targeting Mayorkas for the crisis, blaming administration policies. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is telling Americans to ignore the expiration dates on at-home COVID tests.
Amid a fresh surge in COVID cases in the U.S., the FDA is extending expiration dates for a number of at-home COVID test products. You're encouraged to check the FDA website for brand-specific extensions. Public health authorities say that all viable at-home tests can detect new COVID strains. I'm John Schaefer.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to remove a floating barrier. He says there is no proof that the barrier in the Rio Grande River between Mexico and the U.S. keeps immigrants from reaching our country. Texas officials, on the other hand, say the barrier is 100% effective.
The decision by U.S. District Judge David Ezra marks a legal victory for the Biden administration, but Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has promised to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. In his decision, Judge Ezra wrote, "The state of Texas has not proven the floating barrier's effectiveness at thwarting illegal immigration." Abbott says Texas will appeal Wednesday's ruling. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Long time The Price is Right host Bob Barker died on August 26th. Barker was less than 4 months away from his 100th birthday. The cause of death has been reported. The 99-year-old television icon's death certificate listed his cause of death as Alzheimer's. Lance Pry, USA News.
My ride smells just right. Y'all gotta try that for police car. Just right. La 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 la. Yeah. 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 Picked up 40 days of consistency. All over police car, clips right on your face. Yeah. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right.